Hello friends, in this session we are going to deal with chapter 3, which is international destinations of tourism. Let's see what we are going to know in this chapter. The key points that we are going to cover for this chapter is the process of decision making for deciding the destination and the top international tourist destinations. Now these two points are the ones which are going to be dealing with. Let us deal with it one by one. The process of decision making, when we are talking about decision making as to where we are going to go, choosing or selecting a particular destination, there are various factors which come into play. Now here is a list of each of the factors along with the percentages, that is what are the chances that we rely on this. These are the factors, let's see one by one. The first one is recommendations from the friends, okay, which has about 38%, that is, this is a factor which is responsible for us to choose a particular destination to go to. So if my friend is going to tell me to go to a particular destination, I'm going to trust his judgment and go towards it. So that comes as the highest percentage, 38%. The next is world-renowned destinations, obviously the ones where everyone has went to and the numbers have spoken volumes. That comes the next, that will be my must-sees of the life. Information from the internet comes the next. There are the cheap deals and special offers wherever I want to go. It needs to be fitting to my budget, so that factor comes to into picture, and it is 15%. Nearby destinations, obviously, if it is near to me, it is more cost effective. I do not have to go through the hassle of going and taking lots of holidays from my work. So nearby destination is one. Recommendations from the tour operators, I will rely on my travel expert as to where should I go and rely on his knowledge. Next is articles in newspapers and magazines, I have read about it somewhere and it has influenced my decision. Popular movies shot at location, I am a big movie buff and I definitely want to see where this has been shot. So that's for 2%. And TV coverage, anything that I have seen on a lifestyle channel has influenced my buying behavior. So I'm going to go and visit that particular place. So all of this are the factors which influence my decision as to choosing a particular place as my tourist destination. Let us see these factors one by one and how they play a part. Now, factors which prompting the decision to choose a tour destinations. The first one is the recommendations from friends. Now, we see because of ITs or softwares and we are using it regularly in our daily life. I might have been on, say, one of the social websites and I have seen my friend enjoying a vacation at XYZ place. I have seen the photographs and he has told me that this place is excellent in so and so, I had a great experience there. I might want to visit it. Number one, because I'm curious. Number two, because I trust my friend. And number three, I also want to go to a place where my friend has visited. So that are recommendations and or from my friends, the close relatives which I'm going through. So I can take an hands-on experience and advices or travel tips from them and make sure that my travel experience is also as good as theirs. So that's recommendations from friends. Next is the world-renowned destinations. If we type top 10 destinations in India, top 10 destinations in the world, top 10 destinations in Australia or any other country, we get lots of websites who give those top 10s. All right, there are programs or TV programs which are 101 things to do before you die, or 101 places to visit before you die, or the must have. So these are the lists which are there, and we as people who are great travel buffs who want to travel across the world, there are certain to see lists. So I have to see, say, the Northern Lights of Norway. I have to see the Niagara Falls. I have to see, say, Taj Mahal, Agra. I have to see Taj Mahal, Agra, etc. So what happens is, this world-renowned destinations, which are famous all over the world, are some of the must-haves, and so I am going to that place. Information from the internet. Internet plays a very huge part in going ahead and choosing a particular destination. So if I am browsing through the net and I always get destinations which I can visit to, this is going to create a curiosity. Then I go ahead and research on it. That is, what are the things that that particular place is offering? For example, if I am someone who wants to visit mountainous regions, I might search, you know, mountain side resorts, or I might search certain places which have mountain views. So I might go for, say, country like Bhutan, or country like Switzerland or Austria, which are famous for the Alps. I might go for Canada, which is, you know, again the mountain ranges which are there. So all of this information I can get from internet. I can use this information, research on my choices, and then select the destination. So here internet is helping me. Nearby destination. That is, this factor plays a major role, especially if I have a constraint of time, especially if I have certain say conservations about traveling to you know, long distances, or I might have you know, a family, that is kids, which wherein I cannot travel long distance. So I might choose destinations which are nearby. I might also have health issues which are not letting me travel to longer distances. So nearby destinations will be attracting me more. So see, taking an example at our home front, if I am someone who is living in Mumbai and I have a 9-to-5 job, I have weekend coming up, I might want to go to a particular destination nearer to Mumbai. So I might plan a trip wherein I can go and come back in 2 days' time. So this is where a nearby destinations come into picture. So that is the factor, that's the reason why I might have chosen a destination, because it is near to my place of abode. Next is the recommendations from tour operators. There are many travelers who rely completely on travel experts. So what happens is, I as a person has attended, or I as a person has visited to the travel expert. Okay, I have said, see, my family is planning for a particular trip in December, or the Christmas vacation is coming up. So what is happening is, I am telling the travel operator my requirement, that I want to go somewhere with my family in December because I have so and so dates available for the vacation. The tour operator will know what exactly I am looking for, because I am going through the family, because I have explained my needs, and tour operator might give me suggestions. So this recommendations help me, and I am trusting my travel agent because I have already, you know, bought a particular tour operator and I have had a very good experience. So I go ahead and buy such products from them. So if a particular place is recommended by that tour operator, I'm going to have blind faith on that and go ahead with it. Okay, so that factor plays a role in selecting it. Next one is appealing advertisement. This is playing a huge role in buying behavior, because we see lots of, you know, with the tourism boom, lots of countries who are aggressively marketing. There is the example that we can come up with in near our own home is the Gujarat Tourism Board, which is aggressively marketing to Gujarat state for tourism. Then there is Kerala Tourism Board, which again is known for its excellent marketing strategies, which has made sure that Kerala is the tourist hub as what it is today. Similarly, if we go for our theme for India, that's Incredible India, it is an excellent marketing strategies. So the way the a particular destination is marketed is how the tourists are attracted to it. For example, appealing advertisements can be certain countries which are there, visit Australia, or campaigns which are running, or Malaysia, Truly Asia, such you know, catchy taglines, and exactly making sure that you are you know, focused on targeting the right kind of audiences and markets. So all this is going to influence my buying choice. Next is the TV coverage. There are many programs, either paid or unpaid, or you know, because a certain travel journalist or who is famous has recommended certain things. So people might go over there. There are certain other things, like a particular location is famous because it has come in a movie. All right. For example, there is an example here wherein the Lord of the Rings series was shot in New Zealand. So New Zealand Board of Tourism started advertising that campaign. People wanted to take special movie trips to New Zealand, wherein a escorted tour used to is there, which takes the tour participants to those locations, and makes the experience more nicer by telling which of the shots were shot here, which of the shots were shot there. All those. This is also seen in India, wherein if someone is going on a Mumbai city tour, there are Mumbai city tour guides who are telling this is the bungalow of XYZ movie star, or that is the bungalow of XYZ movie star. That is when we are talking about the movie buffs. But however, the TV coverage and the famous movies who have these locations in them make sure that the location gets popularity. Next are the cheap and special offers. Now, if we consider cheap and special offers, we are going to deal with this factor later in detail. So there are many discounted vouchers or discounted rates or which come up in the market, and someone who is continuously tapping this cheap deals can make sure that they have very good travel experience at a lower price. So out of these factors, we are going to deal with in detail are the world-renowned destinations in later slides. We are going to deal with the deals which are offered and the advertisements or TV coverages, that is the movies that we talked about. Let's see. This is an example of the advertising tourist destinations. We have such kind of advertisings with appealing taglines and beautiful wallpapers giving you excellent photographic images of the destinations, of the tourist attractions at that particular destination. So this is one advertised of Israel, which is beyond belief. All right, that's the tagline over there. And the tagline which shows here, there is a little bit of Israel in all of us. Come find Israel in you. So such are the appealing advertisements which might influence the buying power. This is one more advertising tourist destination in how you can do it with respect to the travel books, travel magazines, etc. Now, if we are talking about cheaper deals and special offers, cheaper air, train, bus, boat tickets. Let's take an example here. You might have heard about deals like $599 tickets only for 4 days. Okay, there are cheap buys. So there are certain airlines which come up with campaigns wherein they give you the most basic rates for the airline tickets, and there are certain dates for it. That is, you have to buy this particular tickets with relation to what will be the departure date. It can be further 6 months. So the advance purchase tickets are the ones which give you the lowest rates possible. So these are the offers which are advertised through magazines, newspapers, internet. There are huge marketing campaigns which are there. So what happens is the airlines get a volume bulk bookings on those days. So recently the same thing is observed in India, wherein carriers like SpiceJet or Jet Airways or GoAir had come up with air tickets at the most basic rates. It was as cheap as 599 rupees one-way tickets to major metropolitan cities. But there are certain conditions with it. That is, it has to be 6 months afterwards the dates. Then it can be be conditions like they are non-changeable. That is, you cannot change the dates, or a non-refundable, that is, if you cancel the tickets, you don't get anything in return. So all those things will be there. Similar to that, there are train, bus and boat tickets. So if you do an advanced train booking, there chances are that the rates are less. This is a technique which is there in most of the countries in Europe, wherein if you purchase tickets before, say 6 months in advance, the rates are different and they are much cheaper. There are also bus and boat tickets which give you certain kinds of passes. Okay, so these are the passes which are given. That is the bus pass which is given, which is applicable, and there are certain conditions which come with it. But if you actually calculate, those are cheaper rather than taking one ticket for that particular route. So the travelers who are looking for such deals, who are avid travelers, who are going to use these buses and the passes, who are going to travel with their families and probably have a budget constraint, might go for such tickets. The next one that we have is group concessions. Now, ideally, most of the airlines give a group concession. That is the group, if at all there is, there is a group booking. So if I am traveling with a group of say 12 people or 20 people, I can buy a bulk group booking ticket. So what happens is I have to directly speak with the reservation executive of ABC Airlines. I have to tell that we are a group of 20 people who are traveling and give us a special rate. So there is a special group rate which is given to a group of 20 people. And this rate can be as good as half of the price of the actual ticket. So what happens is the airline might issue a group code which will be written on the ticket which is given. However, of course, like every other discounted offers, this particular offer will also come with conditions apply. So conditions can be, ideally these are, you have to catch the same flight. So if you are traveling as a group, all the group members should be in the same flight. All the group members should depart from the same origin, that is departing point or terminal. That is, if I have a group of 20 and I'm departing from Mumbai, some of them are living in Pune and might want to catch it from Pune, it might not be allowed because there is a special rate to it. So the Pune people have to come down to Mumbai, catch the flight and go onwards. So those are certain conditions which are there. The other conditions might be the payment has to be in advance, then they are non-refundable or non-changeable, etc. But what happens is, if my travel plans are exactly confirmed and I am a group traveler, I have saved a lot of money. All right, and again, the airline has made a bulk booking in an instant go. That is, they have sold 20 tickets instantly. So here, group concessions are the ones which are coming up. So every airline has its own rule, and every airline has a minimum group membership. That is, minimum 12 people needed, minimum 20 people needed, and of course, the name changes are not allowed. So there are certain conditions to it. It is the kind of way how our group tours are operating. So if you are talking about a tour operator who is taking huge group tours, escorted tours, and they are making airline tickets. All right, this is the group concession that they are giving. So if a tour operator, a major tour operator is there, he is actually saving a lot of money by getting group concessions. Next are one more thing that I would like to say is, there are certain airlines which give you perks, that is, which might give the tour operator. So if a tour operator is taking bulk tickets like 20, one ticket might be for free. So that one ticket might be used up by the tour escort. So there are certain perks to it as well. Next is the discounts at hotels. Now, here also the same thing is observed, that if I am booking earlier, there are discounts. All right. If I am booking in an off season, then clearly the prices are different than the peak season prices. Of course, if I am going ahead and I am booking under group rates, then again the rates are different. So what happens is, there are various kinds of discounts which are given. Again, the conditions are still there. So this will be discounts at hotels. So if I am someone who is traveling in a group, I might have a cheaper rate for that particular hotel. Rebates on entry fees at tourist attractions. So there are certain conditions wherein I might get lower rate for the entry fees. I might get different rates for an entry fee, and there might be other conditions. Lesser prices for food and beverages. There are many restaurants which come up with vouchers. These vouchers are ideally placed in, say, lifestyle magazines. So if I am buying a lifestyle magazine, okay, there are two vouchers free. So what is happening is, the magazine is advertising that if you take our magazine, we have two vouchers of restaurant, blah, 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 flee over there. And the next one that is happening is, the customer who might want to go to that particular place might be buying the magazine to use those vouchers. So here all three are in profit. So those are the lesser prices for food and beverages. There are other things which are buffets. Okay, which are buffet dinners which are there at that particular timing, which come all to eat, or limited meals, or limited menu meals which are there. So lesser prices for food and beverages, vouchers, etc. All of this are going to make sure that the customers who are looking for such deals are going to those particular restaurants. Frequent traveler offers. Now, airlines have come up with huge loyalty programs. They give you lots of perks. So if I am a traveler who is frequently using Jet Airways service, I might have a frequent flyer card with Jet Airways. There will be lots of perks with it. Now, what are the perks? I might have an upgradation. Okay, if certain points are done, alright, if I have flown, for example, 10 times by Jet Airways, I might get one upgradation to business class. I might get, certain non-refundable changes fee waived off. I might also get one free ticket for my spouse. Some perks like that. So, these are the frequent traveler offers which are there. So these are things which come under cheap deals and special offers. Then the next factor that we can deal with in detail is the articles in newspapers and magazines. This is a factor which influences the selection of that particular place as destination. Let's see what it has. Travel writing helps tourism. We all know there are many travel writers out there. There are many travel journalism lists out there. And these writings are published in many travel magazines. There are many international publications, even national publications in India, which are focusing on tourism industry, and they are directly dealing with, I mean, they are the consumer ones. They are the retail ones. That is, the actual traveler is going to read this articles. Now, what does this article have? Let us see it one by one. Now, when we talk about articles in magazines or articles in newspapers and how this factor influences the buying of the customers, let's see what are the travel writers that they write about. Suppose, let's take an example that I'm talking about a destination like Kerala, all right? What are the things that a travel writer might write to make sure that the Kerala as a tourist destination is reaching the readers? What I can do is naming a few good hotels. So if I have taken a particular city in Kerala like Kochi, okay, I can start with telling the stay options over there. So there will be good hotels in that particular travel write-up. Next is describe the social, cultural and architectural high spots. What all the things are there, why the tourist people will be coming there? What are the things that they can expect from that particular destinations will be there? Clearly the style of writing matters a lot. Special features, in if any, what is there, that is the X factor of that Kochi? What are the things that you can do there, which what are the things that are found at Kochi which you cannot find anywhere else? So what I can talk about in Kochi is the fishing nets, the Chinese fishing nets which are there, which are used in Kochi. So that might be a special feature. It might be some particular beach and certain other things which are the special feature of that particular city. Then some do's and don'ts about the place. Obviously the travel tips comes in place if I'm trying to write a write-up on a destination. So that will be there. Next is the things. Apart from this, what the things are introduced is keeping the correct target market. So if I am trying to know the kind of people who are going to read this particular magazines, I will make sure that those kind of articles are involved in that. There are special magazines, travel magazines, which have huge number of followers, magazines like National Geographic, then there are magazines like Lonely Planet and The Traveler, which have an international fan following. So there are many people who might actually read and follow each and every issue, and this is going to affect their buying power. So these are the articles which are there in the newspapers or magazines. Now, popular movies which are shot at the location. Like I said earlier, there are certain popularities which will make a particular location popular. Now, let's see what are the popular movies. Here are examples here. Los Angeles, LA, California are the film studios. Now, LA is famous for its film studios. There is also a particular tour operator who is actually selling a trip like seeing only the film studio. So this attracts movie buffs and the Hollywood lovers here. The next one is the New York City, New York urban area. Now, this particular New York Manhattan skyline is seen in lots and lots of movies. New York is the most famous destination for most of the Bollywood films as well. So clearly there is a curiosity to visit this particular city and see the entire New York urban area. The next one is the Field of Dreams, a baseball field featured in the movie of the same name. Now, this was a location which was famous. There was a movie which came up, The Field of Dreams, and the baseball was featured in that movie. Clearly, it shot to popularity because of the film. Alright, the other one, like I said earlier, the New Zealand example, which gained popularity after The Lord of the Rings was filmed here. There was also a documentary on which was presented in one of the TV channels, which had the special mention of the trip, the Lord of the Rings trip to New Zealand. So what used to happen is the tourist court used to actually be with a Samsung tab, okay, or one of the laptops on of a smaller size, and it actually had the shots of Lord of the Rings. So when they arrived at that particular location, he used to simply play that particular shot from the movie. The tour participants used to actually view that shot, and the tour escort used to see, can you see this particular tree? Can you see this particular background? This is where this character was speaking this. So it enhanced the entire travel experience, and it was a wonderful trip, especially for people who actually love Lord of the Rings series. So it gained a lot of popularity because of its unique operating of that entire trip. So likewise, the entire tour participants used to walk to that particular location, see that scene which was shot at that location, and experience the entire scenario of that. In India, we have lots of locations which are famous because of the shootings which are there. Now, this is clear. We all Indians are movie buffs. So what happens is we go there, okay, in that locations. Now, this can be beaches in Goa, Kerala, Udaipur Palace, Dal Lake, Kashmir, Ramoji Film City at Hyderabad, Shimla, Ooty. So if you actually go to a place like Ooty, there are typical trips, okay, there are guides, tour guides, which say, I can show you the location where in XYZ movie was shot. This was where Rajesh Khanna met Sharmila Thakur in the movie, so and so. This was where, this particular movie was shot, and there was this song which was shot, and then there are special photographs which are taken, in the same kind of pose that the particular characters in the movie had done. So there is a famous tree which is always there in one of the Amir Khan movies. So that is particular location which is there. So all of this is adding up to a tour experience. So in India there might be or in the world there might be certain people who are actually going and visiting that particular destination because that location is in one of their favorite movies.